It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Lewis Miller was born in Greentown, Ohio on July 24, 1829. During his adult life, he grew to become a successful and well-respected Ohio businessman. His greatest business success was the invention of the first combine with the blade mounted efficiently in front of the driver, rather than pulled from behind. The equipment resulted in more efficient farming, and its use was widely seen throughout the United States. Miller was devoutly religious and devoted much of his wealth to charitable causes associated with the Methodist Episcopal Church. He was the inventor of the Akron Plan for Sunday schools, a building layout with a central assembly hall surrounded by small classrooms. Miller conceived the configuration with the help of Methodist minister John Heil Vincent and architect Jacob Snyder. In 1874, interested in improving the training of Sunday school teachers for the uniform lesson plan he had developed with Vincent, the two worked together again to found what is now the Chautauqua Institution on the shores of Chautauqua Lake. Soon, the Chautauqua Assembly developed into an 8-week summer program. Half revival meeting and half recreation camp, Chautauqua drew thousands of participants each year. Miller also designed a chalet-type cottage, which was the first permanent cottage in Chautauqua. Unfortunately, his son, Theodore Miller, was killed in action on San Juan Hill while serving with Colonel Roosevelt in the Spanish-American War. His daughter, Mina, married fellow Ohio inventor Thomas Edison on Christmas Day, 1886. Miller died in 1899 of kidney disease and was buried in Glendale Cemetery in Akron, Ohio. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.